big sky, big potential. In association with Mills and Reeve, this is Eastern Promise. Achieving more together.
And now, every Friday, by about 6 o'clock, mothers of school-aged children will be looking at their partners and dreaming of a weekend away from the shouting, screaming, demands and obstinate behaviour. And just imagine if you can leave the children behind as well! I know, it's usually well before 6 o'clock. But lo! Where are your chosen East of England bolt holes for a weekend away from it all? Well, you're in luck, because our region's foremost finaglers of the fantastic are here to wave their wands in another wondrous
crowd sorcery.
Yes, crowd sorcery. Do you know, every week, I'm reminded how many of you want to share the best this region has to offer. And for news of a stunning success, let's get serious for a second. Engineer 49, some serious music, if you please. No, that's just a bit too serious. Oh, that's just the right amount of serious, but just in case. Ah, rightio. So then, a big thank you to Claudina Johnston of Source Bioscience, who was kind enough to share that she'd taken the advice given on this very feature, taking her brood to the Raw Dinosaur Adventure theme park near Norwich. So congratulations to my crowd sorcerers for that recommendation. And the dinosaur park tells me we're delighted Claudina came and saw us. Oh, like you didn't know that was coming. And if you've acted upon the advice of crowd sorcery, thank you, then do let me know. Ah, but now, dear friends, to business. A subject about which few know more than Deborah Dawson, bridging legal solutions with new partnerships for our dear friends at Mills and Reeve. Says Deborah, Walberswick is a personal favourite of mine. It's all wild and rustic, and I have very fond memories of crabbing days with the kids. A great pub lunch with lots of fresh seafood. I especially enjoy the walks from Walberswick to South Wold and back, taking in the views of the river, reed beds and wildlife. Heaven. Someone else who's happened upon his own heavenly weekends away in our region is Adam Peed, Talent and Business Development Strategist, who says, So Mike, I'm going for a beautiful West Norfolk, and I would choose Watatunga Wildlife Reserve Safari Weekend. Yes, you can safari in Norfolk. But seeing as I live 3 minutes away, says Adam, I can very easily enjoy it, so not really a getaway, but I encourage others to check it out. So my second choice would be a forest break, Centre Parks or Forest Holidays in Thetford, or maybe West Lexham. Actually, maybe a stay in a cottage on the coast around Wells, Holcombe, Burnham Market and Hunstanton. Wait. Deepdale Camping in Brancaster. Although, South Wold and the Suffolk coast is beautiful. Oh, mind you, I love the Broads. Great Yarmouth is great for a nostalgic trip to my youth. Sorry, Mike, this is too difficult. It's a staycation every weekend for me. Adam, we feel your pain. Another friend of the show, the wonderful, effervescent Tarquin Bennett Coles now, senior partner at SCI Partners, advisor for Little Bean Journey, pro bono mentor for the Homerton Changemakers, and careers in healthcare supporter for the MBA and EMBA students at the Judge Institute. And for Tarquin, it's a trip to the Broads for fresh air and a stay at Ye Olde Saddlery at Nettieshead, yeoldesaddlery.co.uk. with a trip to the local community shop, a kayak on the Broads, and a bite at the White Horse. Now, I have checked, and the White Horse is a pub, so if you're imagining Tarquin pootling along the Broads, attempting to chew on a particular pale pony, then shame on you, quite frankly. No, I agree. Of course he wouldn't. Next, let's hear from some of our crowd sorcerers supreme and members of our WhatsApp group. First, Carolyn Reed, Chief Executive Officer of Groundwork East. Carolyn recommends a walk along the beautiful Norfolk coast and lots of delicious food. Well, I certainly recommend both of those too, but she continues. So many places to choose from. The Orange Tree at Thornham, Mawston Hall and Blakeney Hotel, all top choices for an overnight stay. From a future guest on the Eastern Promise podcast, stay tuned for that one, to an honoured previous guest now, Dr. Tammy Dugan, friend of the show and Life Sciences and Healthcare Partnerships Lead at the University of Cambridge. Tammy tells us, I like to occasionally spend a weekend doing a short bed and breakfast stay at Maddenley Hall and Gardens. Take a book along and walk the amazing gardens. That's maddenleyhall.co.uk/gardens. Thank you, Tammy. And now onto a short, sweet and simple response from yet another former guest. Neil Griffin, Business Support Director, inspiring knowledgeable business support across the UK's leading provider of innovation spaces. Says Neil, Bury St Edmunds! Lots to do there, and the food scene is incredible. We'll hear from another member of the Mills and Reeve family now. Senior Business Development Advisor Gemma Hoskins, who says, My friend's Seaside Lodge at Cliff House Holiday Park, Dunwich. Gorgeous coastline and a pub on site. What more do you need? Let me just check that, Gemma. No, it's true. You don't need anything more. And lastly, our crowdsourcer supreme, who suggested this very topic? Michelle Chambers, Business Development Manager at Chaplin Farrant. Those renowned architects, planners and cost consultants. A nice spa break and afternoon tea at Barnum Broom Hotel and a long countryside walk, says Michelle. I notice golf is not mentioned.
To hear other episodes of the Eastern Promise podcast and to find out more about what we do, go to our website at easternpromise.org.uk. Eastern Promise is a Prior's Croft production in association with Mills and Reeve, achieving more together.